Iris.
Iris is Iris.
Guru cosplay?
I see. Yes, I do see the Kelly cosplay. I'm trying to find the Guru cosplay right now. Oh, I see Pekora cosplay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really, this is real tough though. I have one eye that's like farsighted and one eye that's nearsighted.
Imbalanced.
Yeah, fine.
Like the lore.
Yeah.
Really?
Kinda.
The lore tells you that you're half blind?
No. That's not what it means. It's just, one eye is pink, one eye is blue, and who knows?
Oh, you have a pink eye. You should go get that checked. Okay, I see the little sign someone's doing. Like, did you see that? The Brockon sign?
Brockon sign? Yeah, I think I saw it.
Yeah.
It looks like a shaka.
Yeah, peace. I see that.
Pink eye.
You're so hung up about that?
I mean, I've actually had pink eye and it was horrible. Oh, yes.
Hello?
Oh, it's time! Sorry, no problem.
Is he the N1 translator?
So how are you guys doing? Vancouver?
Are you guys drinking maple syrup?
Yeah! Stop giving the wrong impression of Canada!
Sorry!
Yes, we ride polar bears too. It's pretty cool. Awesome fun.
Okay. So I have to establish some house rules, so bear with me, and then we'll get into the panel. First of all, what happens at this event stays at any rebel and within your heart and mind. As if your heart and mind last until the end of the panel, but I'm sure mine won't. You can cheer, you can rally, you can make all kinds of noises, but just be friendly neighbors and be courteous with others. As you're aware, we have room mics and a bunch of microphones set up, so just try not to say anything embarrassing.
I love my chemo!
No bullying, no name calling, and definitely no Cortana.
Oh no! Cortana!
But Monopoly's okay.
Ooh!
Alright, fine, let's keep this panel PG-13.
Monopoly is totally PG. What are you talking about?
I can't guarantee anything about your virus. Also, and most importantly, enjoy your time here. Pun intended.
Woo! Oh, that's pretty good.
And that's about it. So, can we all be say so today?
No.
Say so as you say so.
I warned you guys, okay? I warned you guys. But anyways, that's about it from my side. So I hope you enjoy your time here. Take it away. Enjoy your time.
Knowledge, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how much do you know about Canada, Iris? Aside from maple syrup.
Polar bears. Maple leaves and bag milk.
We don't have bag milk here.
Does bag milk taste different from regular milk?
We don't have it here.
No, it's the exact same thing. I've seen it being sold in stores, but I have personally never tried it myself.
Hey! Oh, Kirby! Oh my god!
That must have been big on your lap. Oh.
Sure,
and then sure, on the right side.
Oh, look at that! Hey! Double wings!
Okay.
Hey!
Okay, you're
set. Like one, six.
Oh, okay. Nah, don't worry about it.
And a sun? A sun? Oh! Is that a sun?
What is that? Iris! Oh, that looks beautiful.
Oh,
God.
Oh, is there anyone holding a full body iris out there? Oh, no? Shame on you.
Yeah. Never arrived.
That's okay.
I'm too perfect that I can't be.
Wait, no, that's my thing. No. So anyway,
yes.
My name is Orochroni from Hollow Council. English. Konnichiwa, and we have right there on our left.
Who do you have on our left?
You.
Iris. It's Iris. I am from Whole Life English Project Hub. I hope you guys are doing great.
You guys are doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you having fun at the anime revolution?
Are you having a revolution in your mind?
Revolution, evolution. Okay. Okay, so
we are going to talk about Canada.
Or never mind, we're good. Sorry. Well, okay. Well, you see, I know some things about Japan. You know, good food all around.
Food, anime.
Also some nuts. Okay, nuts.
They'll call me out. They hate me so much.
So, shall we get right into it? There's going to be a quiz at the end of this, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Let's begin, shall we?
They can't call me out. I'm just saying, I
don't know. Okay, let's start with Japan. Is Nippon. Did you guys know that the first kanji in Nippon means ki, which also means sun in Japanese, and the second kanji means pon, which means origin. So Nippon means land of the rising sun. Speaking of the sun, this summer in Japan is super hot. Currently in Tokyo, it's like 34 degrees Celsius, I think, highest temperature today. I don't know if that's just as hot as Canada, if not, maybe even hotter. I think today is actually much more mellow compared to usual. But yes, very hot, so
pretty hot.
Yeah, and I think the feels-like temperature that the iPhone tells you is like 40 degrees. Very humid, yep. Get yourself a serving of shaved ice and maybe some cold ramen, which is actually a thing in summer Japan, yes. Cold ramen. I've never had it before, but I heard it's definitely a thing. I don't know if it's good.
But I have a question.
Yes?
So, like, the kanji for sun is he, right?
He, yes.
So, why is it not called Hihon?
Good question. I guess it just didn't sound that cool. I know there's like two different ways to read kanji. There's like the kunyomi and then the honyomi. I'm not really a big expert at this myself, but so he could also be read as ni in certain cases and whatnot. And I guess they thought hihon just sounded off.
I see. Okay.
I'm sorry if there's actually a real reason.
It's okay, just Google it. It's fine. Yeah.
Speaking of food.
In Japan?
Yeah, oh, what's this?
Oh, what is shisu?
Oh.
It's shisu, sushi, and then, oh, is that ramen?
Oh, ramen?
Ramen.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I'm getting hungry. It's like 8, 9 a.m. over here. Tempura?
Oh, yes. Yakitori? Oh, yes. No, the KFC.
Chicken on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Takoyaki? Oh, no, Ina.
Oh, no.
Okonomiyaki, which is, has meat in it. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm turning my head.
okay. Ooh, I really like her.
Japanese curry, which is like, it's kind of like European curry. Kind of. With the katsu and everything on it.
Katsu with some rice and delicioso.
Delicioso. That's good. And many more.
Can you name some crony? I don't know. Can like anyone like shout any food out there? Anyone?
Soba!
Oh. Huh.
KFC!
I should try more food.
Yes, there are many delicacies out there, Crony.
Yeah.
You should come. You should hurry up and eat everything.
Yeah, please. I'll
take you.
Japan.
I'll take you.
Fun facts.
Fun facts about Japan. Are you guys ready? These are hand-picked.
Of course.
Yes. First fun fact: slurping your noodles in Japan is considered good manners. So if you go to a ramen place, you go. That is good manners. I don't know if that's how it sounds. I don't have noodles to slurp on right now, so that sounded weird, but
that's very concerning. I think you should go to the hospital.
Okay. And yes, there are more pets than children in Japan. Yes, there is a children decline in Japan, sadly, but everyone loves their pets. And there are vending machines in Japan. Actually, I feel like they cut down the amount of vending machines a bit, even though there's still about 23 vending machines for every person in Japan. But I think it was worse a few years back. Yes. Mm-hmm. Vending machines in Japan are very cool. Yeah. You don't have to pay by money too. You can just use your train pass card to go beep. Yeah. Yes. And there are cuddle cafes in Japan where you can cuddle bunnies. Dogs, owls, and a lot of other cute animals, yes.
How about a human?
Human cafe?
Yeah, human cuddle cafe.
Ooh, are you into that?
No, what? Yeah, because, you know, animals. Humans are whatever, anyway.
Humans are animals, yeah, they're meat cafes.
Which is next fun fact.
Used to be the capital of Japan, something that I didn't really know until very recently. Yes. I was like, oh, really? When I was reading this, I was like, oh, wow.
Okay. The more you know.
Mm-hmm, yes, traditional. And the best Ghibli movie ever, Spirited Away, was both the first anime to be nominated for an Oscar and the first one to win it, because Spirited Away is dope. Yes. It is the good stuff. For anyone who says any other Ghibli anime is better than Spirited Away, can be punched by me.
Ooh. Whoa, that's...
Yes, please! Not a promise?
So violent. Chill out.
What do you think, Brownie? Do you like Spirited Away?
I like Spirited Away. I think it's a good movie. All Ghibli movies are great. Mm-hmm. I like them. Princess Kaguya, that was pretty good too.
I haven't actually watched that one.
Oh, you should watch that one.
Yeah. Last one in this slide, Naruto's favorite ramen shop, Ichiraku, is a real place. I've never been to Ichiraku before. Yes, but yes, Naruto likes his Naruto. Naruto likes his ramen. And yes, I heard it's good.
Oh, you've never been there?
No, I've never been there.
I wonder if it looks exactly the same.
I wonder. I wouldn't be surprised if that's true.
I haven't seen any in Tokyo, at least where I've been so far. I've been to a lot of ramen places, but yeah. It's a nice shout out. Next. More fun facts about Japan. Japan has made up of about 7,000 islands. That's a lot of islands.
Oh my god.
My goodness. And hi there. One of the islands, Okunoshima Island, is best known for its huge population and big rabbits. There's about 900 wild rabbits around in the small island, around 4.3 kilometers circumference, which is very tiny. Yes, but a lot of bunnies, that are ready to
eat pickle.
Yeah, and ready to hump you. Oh, nothing.
What?
Another fun fact of Japan is it is well known for having plenty of very distinct festivals. One distinct and bizarre festival that stands out is the Hadaka Matsuri. Does anyone know what Hadaka means?
Like, take it off. take your clothes off and fight festival? I don't know.
Means exactly that. Hadaka means a Nike festival. It is a festival where thousands of men strip almost naked, wearing only a fundoshi, which is something that a lot of sumo wrestlers wear, and socks. And basically, it's actually a very sweaty festival, I think. It's usually. Since there's thousands of, you know, of sweaty men, you know, crowding over, and basically they're fighting for good luck for the year. Like, there'd be like sticks thrown into the crowd, and you just they would fight for those lucky shinki sticks. Whoever grabs them is called like the lucky man of the year.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, there are different variations to this festival too. And they're the one where like one guy is made like the fuku otoko, like the lucky guy, and everyone has to touch that lucky guy to have their bad luck stuck into him. Yeah, so everyone's gonna be touching that guy. Yeah.
Yes. That's interesting. Oh,
yeah. Poor guy.
Poor guy. More like luck. Why? I mean, anyway.
Yes, interesting festivals out there. I thought I would put that out there as a fun fact. I thought that was interesting.
Of course you'd be interested. Now on to Canada. But did you guys know that Canada originates from a misunderstanding where a settler, they misunderstood like this here in Iroquois word called Kanata. Which means village to be the actual name of the region. So they're like, oh, Kanata! Oh, so this is what this entire thing is. And they're like, yeah, this is Canada.
What is a Huron Iroquois word?
It's a first Native American, of Aboriginals, Huron and Iroquois. Go Google it.
Will do. It sounds Japanese, you know, like Kanata.
Kanata.
Sounds weird. And it became Canada. Oh, that's cute. Village.
Canada. The maple leaf, you know, which we're all very familiar with, especially when it's fall. This was used to represent different provinces in the past. So Ontario, for example, would have a gold maple leaf, and Quebec would have green, which is cool. Thank you for the heart. And stop dabbing. Hello.
Hello there. Wow, there's people standing. What?
Sit down. I was kidding. And another one, the very controversial debate, pineapple on pizza actually originates from Canada and is not in fact from Hawaii.
Really? Yeah.
You would think that it's from Hawaii because Hawaii is a place of pineapples.
Yeah. Right? So, like this, the guy who created it.
Nice heart.
The guy who created it, he had some canned pineapple, so he was like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna put it on here. And then he, like, tried it out. So, okay, that's pretty decent. Gave it out to some customers. And went, yeah, this is okay. And then now we have pineapple on pizza.
Wow. That's controversial. And also, I feel like it's kind of controversial that he used canned pineapple on the pizza.
I mean, nobody's gonna tell.
I guess.
Nobody's gonna
cook it anyways.
Yeah. But who here likes pineapple pizza?
Timmy's? Timmy's? Are these dudes? the cheat code. Where, since, you know, everyone here is, you know, they're all in Canada, the home state, I get a very strong crowd, right? I'm sure.
Okay. I mean, kind of cheating, but I'm so cheater, so
it's an option. What do you mean it's cheating? It's not cheating.
I'm done with your excuses. So let's see. Pick a volunteer.
Pick a volunteer. Raise your hands if you want to be chosen as tribute. Okay, everyone's pointing at this one dude in the camera. The dude in the... Choose, Crony. Would you like to make a phone call? Would you like to leave a shower? Would you like to leave? What? I don't know. Shower is making things.
I already took a shower. I think I can maybe do this one. Is it maybe...
So I will be doing the next question.
Oh, that's a nice accent.
cute. What flavor of potato chips can only be found in Canada? A, maple bacon. A, B, a gravy.
Smoked
salmon. And then a ketchup. Could it possibly be maple bacon? What if I say you're wrong. It can't change.
Thank you.
Okay. Six. Do a scenery, Carol.
Oh, come on. I don't know anything else but that. I can't even do tsundere in English. oh, wait, here, wait. Let me get into character real quick. It's not like I like your big clock or anything, Crony.
Well, it's not like I like your little horns or anything.
Who told you to act like a tsundere, Crony? This is my
Okay. Well, you keep being tsundere like that
for the next question until it's not like I want to continue doing this anyways or anything.
Yeah, of course. I understand. So, license plates in West territories are shaped like A. Beavers. B. Polar bears. C. Moose. D. Canada goose.
It's not like I think all of these animals sound cute or anything, but how am I supposed to know what license places look like in their territories? You think I'm supposed to be able to know stuff like that? I wish I did. It's nice you guys get animals on your license plates. Here in Japan, I don't think we have any animals on our license plates. I wish we had that. But it's not like I wish for that. No, I don't wish for that at all. No, I'm not jealous at all. It's not like I wanna, you know, possibly ask the crowd or anything. I could totally answer this myself, but maybe I should throw a bone every once in a while, shall I? Because I'm an angel like that.
I do want to see an audience getting wrong so that they can do less.
Yeah, I not like I totally want to see anyone do wrong or anything. Anyone want to, you know, be a sacrifice for the Queen Iris? Oh, there's one here.
Yeah.
He's an animal.
Yeah. never. What's your name? But let's spin the wheel. Tell me when to say go.
Yes, indeed. Leo, let us know.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Sorry, Please do. Please do. Please do stand. Please do stand. Now, what's up? Can I have your name?
What's up? My name is Sutina.
Sutina!
What happened? I just got excited hearing. Actually, can I hear Ronnie say it too, actually? Sutina.
Well, we're gonna spin the wheel and see what your actual punishment's gonna be. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go.
Oh, was I supposed to
count? Yeah. Yeah. Sutina, Sutina, Sutina.
Sutina. Sutina.
Sutina. Sutina.
You have to talk in uwu for 5 seconds.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's amazing! Well, you know what? You are correct!
Yay!
Of course! Yeah! We are
thinking, okay? Thank you so much, Katie! Oh!
Alrighty then, thankfully I don't have to do the bonsai now, thanks to Katie. Wow, she's singing it. I wish I could sing it a little bit as well. Okay. Alrighty then. So, would you like to spin the wheel then?
How bad could the punishment be? I'll take it. Okay.
Yeah, you can. You're a big girl. You can take it.
Yeah, I'm gonna spin it. But if I get the same thing, I'll just pick a willing volunteer.
Okay, that works too. Different. Confess something embarrassing.
Oh.
Embarrassing, Crony. What could be embarrassing? Okay, it's just you and me here and 1,000 people.
Well, I...
Got my ears wide open.
I sleep with a giant plushie.
Ooh, what sort of plushie?
It's a squishmallow.
Squishmallow? I'm gonna Google this right now. What?
It's an aquatic creature. It's very cute.
Is it like a body? It's like a full size like body pillow?
Not like a full body pillow. It's like a circular pillow. It's cute, okay? And it has a name, so I call it by its name.
What's its name?
I can't tell you that. I don't want to dox my
your squishmallow. yes, privacy to the squishmallow. Okay, wow. Oh, that is actually pretty cute. What? Wait, you don't hug your Dakimakura crony, would you say? You hug a squishmallow?
It's a substitute. But anyway, we have
to let it rhyme.
Yeah. And then that'll be different. Crony will be the best Daki that I'll ever met.
Poor squishmallow.
It's fine.
Squishmallow
can be my second Oshi, my sub Oshi.
Poor squishmallow was first until crony came along. Poor squishmallow.
But anyway, I think we have time for just one more. Ooh, nice pamphlet.
Nice.
Kuyusumi, yes. Yeah, but let's do one more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Oh, this should be an easy one, I personally think. What is the name of the traditional Japanese shatsu with a slight curve used by their warriors? If you watch anime...
Wakitakashi?
I don't know. There's A, katana, B, kunai, C, shuriken, and D, samurai. Wonder what it could become, huh?
Huh. I think... It's B. I'm kidding.
Kunai?
Kidding.
No, I'm gonna take that.
No, what? No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. No. No. A. Are you kidding me?
No. How should we do this? What do you guys think, crowd? Huh? Do you think she was kidding? She totally wasn't kidding. So she thought it was B. Kunai. Shame on you for not knowing. You thought shuriken. Like kunai was literally kind of like shuriken, just one-sided. I'm not so sure either. But no, the correct answer was A. Katana, crony.
Well, you know what? Since I've been gaslit, I am not going to do the punishment. I'm going to choose a willing sacrifice.
Oh.
I'm going to take someone down with me. Take them down. Take them down. The last one, I'm going to take someone down with me.
Who could possibly be chosen?
Who could it be?
Sorry.
Who could it be?
Cameraman does not favor us.
They don't want to watch the jar.
A little to the right.
Oh, so many. Oh, there's this person doing the dogeza, semi dogeza.
Someone is very, very.
Steven, hello. So, would you like to spin the wheel?
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Gonna spin the wheel. 3, 2, 1, a go.
A go, something that I've always wanted to do in my life before we close off. Can I have the audience do a wave?
Ooh, a wave!
I wanted to try that.
Okay, well.
Oh, wait. But I just thought, never mind. Wait, you know what? I can actually hold that off for tomorrow because. So even though today's panel might be over, tomorrow there will also be an Iris concert.
Thanks so much, guys.